Welcome to the Health Up Podcast. On my podcast, I share everything I know on how to be the best and healthiest version of yourself, focusing on nutrition and fitness. Hello, and welcome back to the Health Up Podcast. Welcome to the 47th episode of my podcast. I am Carly, your host, and very, very happy and excited that you're back here listening to another one of my episodes. It's crazy. It's time to record again, which, I don't know, it feels surreal because this week has gone by so, so quick, even though, my mind has been flooded with multiple thoughts, which I'm actually not going to share on here because it's kind of more personal. But, yeah, I've been having a week with a lot of thinking. I don't know why, but still, it's crazy. Today is actually Saturday, not Sunday, which means I do have quite some time this weekend because next week I actually don't have any quizzes or tests, except for Monday. I have a quick French presentation, which I'm actually kind of scared of because I feel like I can talk absolutely no French, but at the same time I kind of do, so I don't know, it's kind of confusing. But well, yeah, even though I do not have any tests or quizzes next week, final season isn't over because in 2 and in 3 weeks I have more tests and quizzes coming up, which those will be the last ones, I think, but still, this weekend I'm kind of using it, to prepare for the upcoming tests and quizzes, even though I don't have any next week, but in 2 weeks, that's kind of close too, so I'm just gonna prepare ahead, I could say. But yeah, that is a little life update, and also a little weather update, as always. I've had a pretty sunny day. This entire week has been sunny and kind of warm, I could say. Even though today it's kind of windy and the wind is cold. It's really, really cold. But still, the sun is out. We have a beautifully blue sky. Even though there are a few clouds coming right now, the sun is exactly shining on my face and it feels amazing. It literally feels amazing. So that's, I guess, also what is kind of making me happy this week. Yeah, that was a little life update, I guess. Now let's get into today's episode. What am I going to talk about this week? You probably know it already, at least if you listened to last week's episode, which was kind of the same like this one. It was 4 ways on how to grow your glutes, and this episode is 4 ways on how to grow your glutes part 2. Yes, I did say last week that I was going to record a second part of this. So if you listened to last week's episode, hello, and this episode is for you. And I'm actually very excited because the upcoming 4 ways or 4 tips, however you want to call them, are actually pretty important too. Last week's episode, I think I talked about eating in a surplus, progressive overload, get enough protein in, and also do not overtrain legs. Those were my 4 tips. And in today's episode, I'm going to give you a little spoiler. So I will be talking about cardio, quality over quantity, recovery, and also booty bands, which are kind of a controversial topic. So if you feel like this is going to be helpful for you, or at least you're going to enjoy this, make sure to keep listening. And yeah, I feel like this episode is perfect for everyone because it does have quite the good ones, quite good tips if you feel like you haven't had any progress when it comes to growing your glutes. So yeah, that's going to be today's topic. And now, as always, highs and lows time. Yeah, I actually haven't thought about this, as I literally never do. But as I said, this week has been crazy. Not only have I been kind of experiencing a lot, plus a lot of thoughts in my head, way too many thoughts and way too much overthinking. So I'm not 100% sure if I'm going to remember this entire week. But I guess let's start off with the lows. My foot, it is still hurting. It's the 3rd week, and I do have to say that it has been getting better though. It is not that bad anymore, but I'm still kind of trying to take care of it because it does still hurt when I walk a lot. So that is definitely the first low. My second low would be, I literally just talked about this, but overthinking. This week has been with way too much overthinking in literally everything I do. And that's just, I don't know, it's literally freaking me out because now that I'm reflecting on the past week, it's like I was thinking way too much on what others were thinking about me. Well, with others, I mean one specific person. But still, like, there has been way too much overthinking. Plus, I kind of got a panic attack, anxiety attack, I could say. Like, I just couldn't stop shaking or moving in whatever form. Like, my leg was kind of moving, and then I was moving my fingers. Like, I don't know, when I started to sweat, my entire cheeks were getting red. Like, I don't know if you could call that a panic attack, but at least a little anxiety attack at school. Plus the overthinking, it has been kind of crazy for me mentally. But I've been listening to good music, which is always hyping me up. Plus this awesome weather. I'm so happy about that, I guess, and that is kind of helping me. Plus I have some good friends which are there for me. At least they were, like, on that specific day when I got my anxiety attack. So yeah, those are, I guess, the lows of this week. Now let's get into the highs. The first high would be that I was kind of very productive. Like, I got most of my homework done, which I, if I didn't have done them, I would probably be doing them right now. So I'm kind of happy that I was able to just get that over with and now kind of have, I guess, like a freer weekend, you know? Like, just a weekend to do what I want to do. Well, not really, because I am still doing a few things for school, but still, like, I feel like tomorrow I'm gonna have way more time for myself because I completed so many tasks over the course of this week. So I absolutely love that. Plus, a second high would be probably the weather. Like, you know that when the sun shines and the sky is blue, I am a total different person. Like, I immediately feel happy. And it's literally crazy how much it affects my mood when the weather is bad. It's not that I feel bad. I always try to just be as happy as possible, even when the weather it's not the best. But when the sun shines and the sky is blue, it's literally on a whole nother level. And I absolutely love that. And I'm so excited for summer and the hot days coming up, because right now it's still cold, but at least the sun is there, you know? And when it's warm and the sun is there, it's like even better. Even though, no, I do really like the cold air when I breathe it in. That is so nice. It feels so refreshing. So, yeah, I guess that could be the second high of this week. And the third one, I actually don't know the third one. So, you know, like, normally I like to do three or even four highs of the week, but I literally cannot remember anything because I've been focusing way too much on my thoughts this weekend. I mean, this entire week. So, yeah, there's not much to say this week. But that's okay. Before I start this episode, because I really do want to start, make sure to follow my socials. I have an Instagram and TikTok. Both are at Carly_fit. Please make sure to check them out. Even though I'm not 100% active on there right now, I am planning to start being active in the future. So make sure to check those out. And make sure to also leave a quick review or rating on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. That is literally the only thing I want you to do. Forget the following on my socials. Please just leave a quick review or rating on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It is so easy, and you would 100% help me out, and we would reach a lot more people than we do already. So please make sure to do that. And obviously, lastly, make sure to enjoy this episode and share it with everyone you love, just if you enjoy it. And yeah, that is it for this intro, which is not that long actually, surprisingly, because normally these are way too long. But yeah, let's get started. So let's get straight away into the first tip I have for you guys on how to grow your glutes, which is just to avoid doing too much cardio. If you know, I do have a whole episode on cardio already. So if you want to know more specifically how to, like, add cardio into your routine, what type of cardio to do, and how long, make sure to listen to that one. But on here, I just want to say that I know it is nice getting a good sweat in after a workout. If you're like me and, for example, don't really sweat that much on upper body days, you probably, like, want to have a nice sweat sesh afterwards. At least that is always what I like to do, because for some reason when I sweat, like, afterwards, I feel like kind of free, kind of liberated from something what was inside of me. Like, I just feel so much lighter and free, which I know might sound weird, but I just love sweating. Oh, but only when I work out, though. If I just sweat because it's hot outside, I absolutely hate that. But when I work out and I don't sweat, I felt like I don't want to say that it was a bad workout because most of the times it's not even that, but I feel like I didn't reach the point of like sweating, which would mean like kind of feeling free afterwards and lighter. So that is always why I kind of would like to add some extra cardio into my routine. But if you feel like you haven't been seeing any results on your glutes, even though you are eating enough, working out properly with progressive overload, and having enough time to recover, cardio might be your problem. Maybe you're doing some extra time on the treadmill, on the Stairmaster, on the elliptical, or whatever form of cardio you like to do. If you do that right now, make sure to cut back on your cardio, like to just cut it back. Like, I would recommend to not even do any type of extra cardio, just go for your steps. Because if you didn't know, steps, like moving, walking, is also kind of a type of cardio because obviously you're walking, so it is cardio. And I feel like all of us often underestimate how much cardio 10K steps, for example, could be. Like, when I walk 10K steps, I feel like crazy hungry. Like, it is a big fat cardio, even though most of the times we don't even notice that. But what I don't want to say, like, is that you have to reach those 10K steps every single day because, as I just said, that is a lot of cardio. So, if you're trying to build up your glutes, I wouldn't really recommend going for 10K, but maybe for a bit less, like 5 to 7K. What I personally like to do is just like go on a little walk after school, and in general, on the entire day, most of the times it's like 8K steps, which is perfect for me. It's not 10K as it ideally will be, but I am indeed trying to grow my glutes, so I feel like 10K wouldn't be the best for obviously growing my glutes. So that would be my first tip. Try to avoid doing too much cardio or like any kind of extra cardio. My second tip I have for you guys is to go for quality over quantity. Just stick to the basics, meaning that definitely avoid any extremely complicated exercise or any kind of weird movement you see on the internet, especially if you like on TikTok and Instagram. Like, there are just way too many creators promoting these weird exercises, which are probably not even going to help you grow your glutes or like maximize glute and in general muscle growth because they are so complicated and most of the times they're not even made to be that way, if you know what I mean. Like, for example, leg extension hip thrusts. Like, you could just go for basic barbell and like bench hip thrust. Like, you don't need to go to the leg extension. The leg extension is actually made for a total different muscle group. So please try to avoid that. I feel like those are pretty much everywhere nowadays. And just try to stick to the basics, meaning that go for squat movements, go for hip hinge movements, go for the thrust motion, and also for some unilateral work. Like, those are just so basic, but at the same time, they give you the best results and maximize like muscle growth, but in general, I mean, like more specifically, maximize glute growth. And also try to avoid like those weird complex exercises like RDLs to squats. I'm not saying that they're bad because they are still kind of like a mixture between compounds, you know, but they're just not needed. Just go for those basic ass RDLs and those basic ass squats. Like, you don't need to go for an RDL to a squat. The worst one is the RDL squat to shoulder press. I literally cannot deal with those. I absolutely, nope. I highly dislike them. But yeah, as I said, like, try to avoid that and also make sure to listen to your body and do what feels best, meaning that don't just follow any random routine you see on TikTok or once again Instagram. And even though they say, yeah, this will make you maximize glute growth, maybe it will, but remember that every single body is different and what helps them might not help you. Plus, like, if you feel uncomfortable with those certain movements and feel like you're not ready for them yet, especially if you are a beginner, make sure to absolutely not do them because you will probably, either injure yourself or feel just uncomfortable doing the exercise, which will probably not help with your motivation to go to the gym and just start your fitness journey. So make sure to just don't go for them, and also make sure to choose the equipment which makes you feel the best. If you, for example, are a beginner and don't feel as comfortable using a big squat rack with a barbell, that is totally fine. You could just start off with some simple dumbbells. Like, I feel like on the internet, it's just like, they just show like all those perfect exercises, and obviously everyone who is like sharing their fitness content on the internet, like the big creators, most of the times have been lifting for years, which means they obviously have a great physique, they have a, most of the times, a great form, and also they know what makes them feel comfortable in the gym. And if they share that, sometimes it can feel like you have to use that specific squat rack to do that exercise. But no, make sure to just do what feels best, obviously choosing the exercises which make you feel good, but also make sure to choose the equipment which just makes you feel as good as possible. And lastly, what I want to say about this point is to don't do way too many exercises. I've talked about this quite a lot, I would say, because this has definitely been one of my biggest mistakes when I first started lifting. Like, as I've told you, I feel like way too many times, but I'm once again going to repeat it, is that I used to make my, like, workout plans with like 15 to 20 or even 25 exercises because I just thought that I wasn't going to be able to hit every single muscle group, like, which I wanted to hit. For example, upper body, like, I wanted to do every exercise possible, which obviously will lead to 15 to 20 exercises to be able to just, you know, get the best workout in. But that is definitely the biggest mistake. You should totally avoid that. And remember that for a proper workout, you just, like, need to do 4 to 6 exercises. That's literally it. 4 to 6 exercises is a great way to, well, it's going to be a great workout. If you want to do more, I would say, like, 7 to 8 would be max. Obviously, like, supersets. Like, I'm also talking about supersets, you know? I'm not counting a superset as one exercise. For me, it's 2 exercises. So, yeah, I would just say 4 to 7 exercises for a workout is good. It might sound like nothing if you are a beginner, because it's like, wow, that's actually nothing. But remember, you have to take proper rest time. And, yeah. So, I guess those would be my second tip on how to grow your glutes. The third tip I have for you guys today is to take your time to recover. Just take one day off your week and do absolutely nothing for a day. Especially if you are working out consistently and heavy, you will need one of those days. Not just a normal rest day, but a rest day where you just do absolutely nothing to give your body proper time to recover. On your rest days, you should ideally, as I said, do nothing or like don't get any movement in, like barely any movement. Maybe go on a walk. What I like to do on my rest days, I actually take 2 rest days. On one rest day, which is today on a Saturday, I like to go on a simple walk, which gives me like 5k steps. No, I feel like, no, I think it's 4k steps, like 4-ish k steps. And on my rest day on Wednesdays, I do even less because I have school. So I don't even go for an extra walk. I just kind of walk from my school to the bus station and that is it. But yeah, you should also not be doing anything extra. Some yoga would be good too, obviously to stretch. But remember to just do nothing. And also, what I feel like way too many people underestimate is how much you should eat. On your rest days, you should eat the same as you do on a day you work out. I see way too many people believe that they have to eat less because they're not working out and they're going to lose all their progress. But no, this is actually the total opposite. You need to eat more because on your rest days, your muscles are actually growing. And what do they need to grow? Obviously, some food, some fuel to get bigger and stronger. So, yeah, that is, I guess, what I have to say about rest days. And what you can maybe do on your rest days if you feel like working out just makes you happy and kind of makes you do something in your day. And if you don't work out, you just do absolutely nothing. I would recommend to maybe like work on one of your hobbies. If you paint, maybe paint something. If you like reading, read. If you like to go out in nature and read out there, maybe do that. What I personally like to do is, well, most of the times it's homework. On Wednesdays I like to just get as much done as possible for the week. And on Saturdays I like to spend the entire day just preparing for the upcoming week, for the upcoming quizzes and tests. Plus, if I have some extra homework which I wasn't able to complete in the week, I just like to do them on Saturdays. So that is kind of how I like to use my rest days. Plus, I record this podcast. I also kind of clean the kitchen. Like, there are so many different things you can do. And if you feel like you have nothing to do on your rest day, maybe go find a new hobby for yourself. Hobbies are so important, and if working out is your only hobby, you should really try to think about another thing, because working out should not be your entire life. I feel like it's important to have a balance between working out and maybe another hobby of yours. So it could be, like, as I said, reading, it could be maybe painting, it could be cooking, it could be baking, or I don't know, or like just do school like I do, or work, I don't know. But definitely make sure to take a rest day, like a whole day where you do absolutely nothing. At least one. I like to take two, as I just said. But make sure to just do that to maximize muscle growth and also glute growth. Okay, you guys, now let's get into the last tip I have for you today, which is to say no to booty bands. Avoid using booty bands if possible. I am kind of in a little dilemma with myself when it comes to booty bands, because I used to be a big fan of them, a huge one. Like, I literally had like six different like kinds of booty bands. Obviously, most of them broke because they were kind of bad quality, but especially like in the beginning of quarantine when everyone was working out from home with almost zero equipment, but obviously booty bands were easy to get, easy to store. So almost everyone had them, and I wanted them too, so I got some. And I really went hard on them, used them a lot of times, because obviously if you use them, you feel the burn and you think that you're actually working on your glutes and making them grow. Which obviously, if you are a beginner, that is 100% true, because you do get those like newbie gains. So, but yeah, then afterwards I would say no, like don't really use them. I do still have a few at home. And I do sometimes use them because, I don't know, I feel like I have such a big story with them, but just know, like, you may try to avoid them. If you don't have any perfect, don't even buy one, because they're not 100% worth it. I like to use them just as a burnout, not even as a warm-up anymore. I literally used to do like 10 to 20, no, 10 to 15 minutes of like glute activation. Wow, I haven't said that in ages, because I just don't do that anymore. I just do my normal dynamic warm-up, and that absolutely just helps me with, like, that is all I need. Like, I don't need some extra, like, 10 to 15 minutes of activating my glutes, because I feel like when I, like, quote-unquote, activate them, the only thing I do is fatigue them, which is not gonna help me reach my best, for example, when I want a deadlift. So, I just like to use them as a burnout right now, because I don't know, it just feels great afterwards. That's it. Like, it's a great feeling. So that is the only reason why I like to use them. But booty bands, as I said, are not gonna help you build like your glutes in the long run. Remember, in the long run, because they're just not adding some extra weight or something. Obviously, they're adding tension, but if you just use them constantly, like, there's no progressive overload there. So instead of using maybe a booty band on your knees when hip thrusting, just add that extra weight. Because if you are using a booty band, that means that the weight is definitely way too light for you, because you can move through that motion with a booty band on. So just take that damn booty band off and put some extra weight on your barbell, or use some extra heavy, I don't know, dumbbells, just whatever exercise you're doing. Instead of putting on a booty band, make sure to just add some extra weight before you do that. Obviously, if you work out from home like I do, and there are not that many options on how to progressive overload, I feel like adding some booty bands is gonna help you with some more like tension But yeah, just try to not really go for them. As I feel like I've said 10,000 times already, booty bands will not help you grow your glutes, and you actually do not need any. So instead of going for a booty band, make sure to add some extra weight onto the certain exercise you're doing. And that will be the last tip for this episode. So that is it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening to the entire episode. Obviously, before I 100% end this, I do want to say that these 8 tips, 8 ways on how to grow your glutes are like just, I would say, more in general. Remember that every single body is different. Every one of us is different. And the tips I might be sharing with you might not help you. I would recommend to try them out because they are kind of more on the basic side and should work for everyone. But still, remember that you're different than I am and then another listener is. So yeah, just keep that in mind if you feel like one of these tips is not 100% working for you. And that is fine because you will probably find your own way. And yeah, make sure to follow my socials. I have an Instagram and TikTok. You already know that by now. Both are at Carly_fit. And also make sure to leave a quick review or rating on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Obviously, I hope you were able to learn something new, some extra knowledge on how to grow your glutes. Maybe if you had reached a plateau, didn't really know what to do, maybe a few of these tips could help you. Obviously, remember that I love y'all so much. And make sure to make the best out of this day, out of this week, this morning, or whenever you're listening to this. Obviously, I am also going to try to stop overthinking this week. Like, I just need to stop with those thoughts which are making me very uncomfortable. And as I said in the intro, I kind of had a little anxiety attack, so I'm just gonna relax and try to not think that much, actually. So yeah, as I said, love y'all so much. You deserve the entire world, and see you back on here next week. Bye.